You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara. I think that we don't need to introduce ourselves anymore because now that we met Ellen Kay, we realize she introduces us.
We do realize that she introduces us, but everybody tells us that we have to say that at the beginning so that we officially start the episode. If not, we would just be talking to
But it's like Ellen Kay.
Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Tamara Judge. Yeah, I mean,
hey guys, it's us.
Hey, we're here. I guess we could just start it with, hey, we're here.
Okay, I'm not quite sure that I've recovered from Vegas.
I didn't know if we were going to talk about it.
Oh, we're going to talk about it.
It's like, I'm going to just wait, see what Tam says.
Oh, the anxiety is over now.
Okay.
Now, Eddie's no longer mad at me.
What made him the most mad?
I was so drunk.
But I didn't know if there was like a specific thing that he was like that. Like Edwin, there's always like one trigger that'll be like, it pushes him over the
edge. Oh, well, when I sat on Edwin's lap, it didn't go over very well. And then Shane's all, I think you were shaking your rump in Edwin's face. I'm like, no, don't tell me anymore. Don't tell me anymore. And he's like, I think you're a little mean to Teddy. And I'm like, he's all, you need to apologize. You need to call him. I'm like, I don't. You know when you don't want to hear all the stupid things that you've done when you're drinking? So I'm not making excuses for myself, but literally got on the plane at noon, started drinking champagne, got to Vegas, went to the restaurant. You and I had the same thing. I had a half a salad.
Yeah.
Drank two drinks there. One champagne had vodka in it. Then went to the studio and then we had two bottles of champagne.
But I don't think we were pouring it there. I don't think we were.
I was.
Oh, because it was near you. I couldn't get over to it.
I probably drank the whole bottle. And this is the thing. This has been happening with me. I don't drink very often, but when I do drink, if I drink more than two drinks, I something happens with me. It's never happened before. And I was racking my brains all weekend trying to figure it out. I am on a specific medication for the past year that controls my blood sugar. And when I start drinking all that sugar that's in champagne.
Oh, you probably have a drop.
I have a drop. And I started reading up and I'm like, holy shit. Cause I'm like, I thought I had a brain tumor.
You're like,
you know what? How I'm a, you know, I start reading things. I think like anytime something happens, my eyes are blurry. I think I have a brain tumor, but I'm like, there's something not right. I actually had a long conversation with Shannon yesterday about it. I said, Shannon, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like, you'll see me on the show this season. I will have a few drinks and all of a sudden I am flat out screaming, yelling, all this stuff. And I'm like, that's just not me. So
I was just going to say, maybe it's hormone. Sometimes for me, it's like mentally how I'm feeling. That's how alcohol will hit me. Like if I'm in a good mood, I'll be drinking. I'm like, oh, I'm in a great mood. Or if I'm in a bummed out mood and I drink, then all of a sudden I'm miserable. But it didn't really but now it makes sense with a medication, why it would come on like that.
So I started Googling it and they're like, yeah, if your blood sugar level drops or rises or whatever it does when you're on this medication, you're drinking alcohol, you can become angry and emotional.
Well, you covered both, but we don't, here's the thing. I'm always fine. Listen, we've all been there. We've all been way worse situations. I don't care about you sitting on Edwin's lap for the record either. But do you know what this is the only part we're going to recap?
Eddie cared about that.
Yeah. The part that cracked me up was that's when I got up to go to the restroom. But
wait, are you going to tell me something I did? Are you going to tell me something I did?
No, this is part of the lap. This is all part of the lap. This isn't.
Oh, okay.
But the reason you went on the lap was because Edwin said one of the hottest housewives was Kyle. And you go, what about me?
He did? Please. Oh, I won't even listen to that episode. Eddie was torturing me yesterday, walking around the house, laughing hysterical. Yep, the guys one. He didn't listen to the girls one. He just listened to the guys one. He wanted to hear his voice. And he's like, oh my God. Seriously? He's like, you're so drunk. I go, I know it. I am getting DMs about it. I don't need my husband to tell me about it.
Girls pod was fine. Like it was fine. Yeah. It was except a little bit, maybe cut off Emily a touch.
Oh no, a lot. Cause I'm getting that. But the thing is like, I look back at just the clip and I see that there's a rundown in front of you and there's one over, like, I'm not even looking at it. It's not,
you're like, I'm just not going checked off out. Of you're anything. You know what? What happens in Vegas has to stay in Vegas. But Edwin is a little bit upset that our Emily podcast went right to number one. And there's the husband podcast is at number four. I'm like, well, you should have been better. Should have done better, honey.
Should have done better. So Eddie stepped in and said what? Was he trying to shut me up from saying something?
No, he said he stepped in at one point and he goes, you're going to need to let her talk. He was talking about Emily, I think. That's why I was like, things are going to take a turn because Eddie never steps in. Like, at lunch, we're like kind of, I'm trying to kind of grill him, warm him up. That being said, the guys were drinking when we were in there because my friend Nicole was out there and she was giving them shots. Not Shane.
Shane was not drinking. Eddie said he had four shots of tequila.
That's a lot for them.
That's a lot for people that don't drink. He said, I didn't feel bad. But then, you know, the big decision that screwed everything up for the night for me is I want to go back to the room after the podcast and change before dinner.
I told you not to. And by the way, if I wish Emily would have stayed in her outfit too, because then she went up on stage with me and she's in a ball gown and I'm in workout outfit. I'm sure at some point I'll be there as well and I will want minimal details, so that's all I'm gonna make Tamara rehash for now.
I literally beat myself up after that for like three, you know, we've gone through this before, MTV night.
But the good thing about MTV night is we weren't podcasting.
I know. You only have to worry about TMZ at that
don't
point.
Don't worry. I didn't remember. I was the one time at BravoCon. There was one day I remember Tara looked at me. Tara's one of our producers. And she's like, may want to reel it in there, Ted.
Really?
Like, yeah. So it happens to all of us. But before we continue on, because we're not going to have enough time to even go on to Girls Trip, we've got to do some housewife headlines. This one just came in. It's not even on our rundown. I don't even know if you know about this action, but Shannon Storms Bedore was on Jeff Lewis, and she said she's dipping her toes back into the dating pool following her recent split from John Jansen. She said on Jeff Lewis Live that she had a date that we're not going to say the name, but she brought a gentleman caller with her to dinner, and they liked him a lot. She's also allegedly admitted that she has not done the deed since John Jansen. So this is obviously newly into.
Yes. Yes. So she, with that being said, all I can say is yes, she is dating. I wouldn't say she has a boyfriend. I don't know. She's never really said he's my boyfriend. She just said she's dating and she doesn't know what the outcome is going to be.
Well, I like it. I like it. Apparently one of her past friends, like from growing up or something, set them up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. One of her friends from either college or something like that set them up. What she's told me about him, he's very nice. I've seen pictures. He is very good looking and he has normal eyes.
Hold on. What is John Jansen's eyes? Or you he's mean David Bedore's?
Like, David's got big giant bug eyes. And then John had very heavy lid eyes. Like his eyelids were hanging down. So well, I just said, can you just get a guy with normal eyes?
Well, I'm never going to let you and Emily live down that you chose down David Bedore.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So Eddie told me the next one. He's like, babe, you know, I hate that Mary Shag kill. I hate that. That was a big situation on our show years ago.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Oh God. He said that he was going to, it was back in the, what the hell is her name? Lizzie days. And it was off camera.
I don't even know. I don't
think I know.
So what happened?
Exactly. No. So he had said, you know, he had answered the question and he said something about, I don't know exactly what his Mary Shag kill was, but I know what it wasn't. And Lizzie later on got into a fight with me and she said, you're just mad because your husband wants to F me. I'm like, he didn't even name you. So she tried to use that because it was off camera and then it became a big old thing. And then he's like, I really don't want to do this. I really. But I said, well, babe, it's fine. Leave it
you
in.
You know what? They'll bringing couples together everywhere around the coast on two days. Like,
that's just never a good game to bring on, you know, when you're married. And I'm like,
clearly we're not, no one's wanting to have sex with David Bedore regardless. The whole point is playing
the game. No, but I can't believe Emily and I said it at the same time.
It was too good. Okay. Next one. Oh, do we even care about this?
That's Jen what I Shaw? Said. Real. Yeah. Jen Shaw's sentence has been reduced by 1 year. Okay, great. See you in 2028, Jen.
Jen. Honestly, the fact that we're even having to hear more about Jen on Girls Trip is annoying to me in itself.
I know. But how about Kyle Richards, Denise Richards, and Camille Grammer spotted filming on a hike and at a party? There's a picture of Camille. There's a picture of Kyle with her sister and Dorit. I didn't even notice that was Dorit because she has the dark hair.
It's hard for me to get used to. Yeah.
And then there's a picture at Kyle's party. And my question, what is that thing? What is that apparatus?
I think it's like a CBD infused like cocktails.
It has like, yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. I don't know what it is.
But Kim was on the hike, but then at the dinner was allegedly Denise, Camille, Cynthia.
Yes, I was now. Is Cynthia friends with any of them or just the sisterhood of housewives that way friendly?
Well, I think I think she went to an event with Sutton a while ago. And then she's friendly with Crystal. I think Cynthia's just kind of friends with everybody.
Now, Cynthia lives in LA full time now?
No, I think she's mainly in Atlanta, but I think she was in town.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you just announced that. So we don't really have to do the next one, right? Cynthia Bailey films for the Real House of Beverly Hills, but does say that she is not a full-time cast member. She'll be popping in.
Oh yeah. And the ET article said she was there as Sutton's guest. So that makes sense.
I didn't know they were friends.
I think that,
I mean, I've never even seen them together, but whatever.
You know, it is what it is. She did just text us that for our addresses again. So we're probably getting something good. Send it on over, Cynthia.
Oh, I love it.
Teresa cries learning that Joe Gorga isn't coming to her wedding in Real Housewives of New Jersey mid-season trailer. So it says that she is turning up the drama for the second half of season 13. People has exclusively premiered for the hit Bravo show's mid-season trailer, which chronicles what led to Melissa Gorga and Joe Gorga's decision not to attend his sister Teresa's wedding. She was essentially, it comes across like she's accusing Melissa of kissing a guy in the backseat of a car. It's unclear. I just think things are about to get really messy for the family, and it's really ugly.
Now, they have a short season. I mean, the mid-season trailer's already out.
Yeah.
Is that correct? I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I don't know why I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And then the next one is Bravo looking to cast NBA wives and local socialites for upcoming Real Housewives of New Orleans series.
Do we think this is true?
I don't know. I think it could be anything. But I remember there was a bunch of these type of things that went up in Nashville a while ago.
That's why I asked. I didn't see the same thing.
I don't know if people are just pulling up. Maybe they're doing pilots and seeing what next franchises there will be.
I feel like Housewives is never going to die down.
Yeah. I feel like.
Just moving on. Better.
You know, I think the fact that they can release, you know, this many girls trips in one day and everybody watches them immediately is a pretty good sign.
I know. I think the girls trips are a huge hit. Huge.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really looking forward to seeing this season for some reason. I don't know. I just looked at the cast and I'm like, just didn't look that interesting to me. But now watching it, it's pretty good.
Okay, it's pretty good. So let's take a little break and then we'll come back and talk girls trip. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so we start out, and I have to say, the thing that I love is Portia entering her narrator era. I love her as the narrator of the show.
Oh my God, I love that. And don't you think Portia's going to be back?
I think that what I love about Portia throughout is, from what I've noticed these first three episodes, is she fights no matter what, however she feels about something. It doesn't to me seem like she's only going to be on so-and-so's side. She goes over and like hugs the people that right. need attention. She'll fight when she needs to be, but like no. she's entertaining, and she's the only one that could probably
she's
go head to head with Giselle. Like her and Giselle are so good together.
Yeah, they are, but I think that the difference is that Portia is a girl's girl. She's a girl's girl. She will help you out. She will fix your shirt. She will make sure your mascara is not running. I realized that just from working with her on that commercial we did together. Like I was so afraid of her, and I'm like, she was so sweet. Couldn't be kinder. And I don't know anybody more entertaining.
No, she was so funny throughout. But I do have another really serious question for you. Okay. How did you feel about Leah's Crocs? Are they?
You know, I don't care who makes them. Anything to do with Crocs, I do not like. So I thought they were ugly. But they also make high-heeled Crocs too.
That I know, brand. Which also, those are real and a real situation.
Yeah.
But then what are your thoughts about Heather comes in? She makes a comment to Giselle and Portia about getting Leah drunk this week. Then Heather admits that she read the book. And then Leah finds Heather shady for saying that, especially if she read her book since it's about addiction. Do we think that Heather's in over her head? Or do you think she really is trying to be funny? Or what's happening?
I'm still trying to figure Heather out. I don't think she had good intentions in saying that. I think she got caught and she didn't think she was going to get caught. And, you know, roll the tape back and there she is going. I mean, I think she tells people what they want to hear. And I think it was horrible to say, I want to get somebody especially after reading her book.
Yeah. If you really had no idea, if somebody's like, oh, I'm just taking a couple of weeks off drinking.
Yeah.
And that's very different than being I'm sober. I haven't read Leah's book, so I don't know
about. It's a difference. I mean, I can compare it to like Kyle. Kyle doesn't have a drinking problem. She's decided not to drink anymore. If I would say, oh, let's get her drunk, that's one thing. But to talk about Leah, who has an addiction problem, who we've seen it on the show, she's written a book about it, Heather read it, and to say that, that's mean.
It's mean, and she did it a couple different times.
I know.
It wasn't...
How about when they played the flashback of her saying something about I'm here to protect you or whatever. And then she's like, I don't remember that. It's like the black eye all over again. I don't remember.
Well, do you think that Heather was actually upset about Leah saying she was manipulated by a narcissist when it came to the Jen Shah stuff? And so she was lashing out. I don't really know the timing.
Well, first of all, her face looked like she was upset.
But then she was laughing.
She's very confusing to me. And then her, I ride with Jen. If I have to hear her say that one more time, if I have to hear anybody say, Teddy, I ride for you. I ride for you. Like,
even
use your big girl words.
Even the entrance, when Heather comes in and truthfully, and I'm sorry to Nancy in Wisconsin, but she is such a fangirl as she's appearing and meeting everybody. That it really feels like that. Like she's like, hi, I'm Nancy from Wisconsin. I was just curious. How did you, you know, like she, And then in all of her interviews, I get it. Yes, these are the icons. These are the legends. They are the best at what they do. That's why they're here doing this. But I feel like that's a shtick for her. I don't feel like she has like that ultimate amount of like respect for everybody. I think she's just doing that so she can get a little pass.
For sure. For sure. You know what? I just don't know what to think about Heather. I really don't.
What did you think about her confessional look where she was wearing a bunch of things from like Joanne's Fabrics and it was just like a curtain?
I was in awe, to be honest with you. And I don't ever want to make fun of anybody's fashion, but wow. Wow.
I mean, wow. I make fun of my own fashion all of the time, but that
was... Yeah, but you can't even, if you can't, where do you buy it? Where do you buy that?
No, I mean, I have absolutely no idea, but I also am confused.
It's because, like, she sewed a shower curtain from the 1985.
But my next question is, when you were on Girls Trip, I feel like we were watching you do confessionals in the moment, not just when you were glammed. Are they doing confessionals in the moment?
That's what I was wondering, because you know that little bench that Pepsi was sitting on and he started talking about all the girls and how he felt. That to me would be the confessional bench. We had a confessional room that we can go in. We'd hit the button, little red button, and then we could just talk. There was no producer in the room. Unless something really big went down, then a producer would go in there and ask us questions. But for the most part, we just went in our own leisure whenever we wanted and talked. Have we seen that?
I don't think that we've seen it other than Pepsi, who, for the record, I want Pepsi to be my best friend. Oh, he is bubbly, caffeinated, exactly like his name.
I know. I had Marco, and he was nowhere near as fabulous as Pepsi.
I mean, he even found a KFC for Portia, even though...
Oh, my God! I died. I'm like, they're in Thailand. He's going to run out and get KFC. No way. There's no KFC there.
But then what about how Portia was the only one that actually got it? The other girls later were like, where did you get the KFC? I know.
And she's poor Pepsi too, because she's like, I want chicken, I want biscuits, I want this, and it's got to be original recipe, and somebody else is pulling him to the other way. And I'm like, oh my God, this poor guy.
Well, speaking of this poor guy, would you have ever done what Leah did about saying that she didn't like her room and approaching Pepsi as if Pepsi really made the choices?
Okay. I have done that. Not to Pepsi. So there was the season that I was in Iceland. We had Lydia come back and have this, whatever, we were going to Iceland. She got this big, giant, fabulous corner room that was like 2,000 square feet. On the other side, Shannon got this huge 2,000 square foot room. I got this room that was big enough for a bed, and it didn't even have a normal shower in it. It was a wooden box. I'm not joking. It was a wooden box you had to climb into. And I'm like, are you shitting me right now? Like, this is my room. And it was the first time, I don't know if I was drinking at the time or what, but I'm like, this is bullshit, guys. Is there any other room? I had to take a shower in Shannon's room. So I get it, but her room wasn't horrible.
Her room wasn't horrible. And I don't know. Leah keeps saying she's not going to talk about it more, which I get why she continues talking about it, because then things keep coming up. But then Leah calls Heather out for initially saying that to her, that she was going to support Leah, and then saying to the other women, let's get Leah to drink. Then Portia calls Heather a fan. Then Heather says it's a pile on towards her. And then she does her funny confessional where she's like, everybody wants to jump off the ship. Nobody wants to be, liking me. And I don't think that's the case, but I think you can tell that Leah's miserable and doesn't want to be there. First off,
I can't imagine. Well, I don't know if she's miserable, but she's so caffeinated. She's pounding those Red Bulls and smoking cigarettes.
And she thinks she's just edgy.
Edgy. I mean, drinking Red Bulls all day long and getting, wired like that, not good. And it's not good for your heart either. So Leah, stop drinking all the Red Bulls. But I got to imagine it's got to be difficult to do this job and to be completely sober when everybody else around you is drinking.
Well, but I mean, I thought it was nice when Candace kind of stepped up and said, guys, I haven't said it either, but like, I've been really struggling. being here as well. Like, this isn't right. super easy for me. So we shouldn't be mad at Leah for doing it. But what we kind of get into the next episode with Leah kind of makes things a little bit more. But we haven't even really gotten into our girl Whitney yet, Marisol, Alexia.
No, like, do you think that Leah's being an asshole, or do you think that she's just kind of misunderstood?
I liked Leah a lot more when I met her and where she came on the podcast, or if she was great at BravoCon. She was always really friendly. But I would imagine, I don't know, but I know when I was pregnant and other people were drunk and I was not,
yeah,
how irritated I would get at these long ass dinners.
Oh, for sure.
But so imagine like
I could imagine. But the thing I think Leah was rude about is, as they're talking, it might be in the next episode, where she says she's bored.
Yeah.
I'm bored. Can you guys drink? I'm bored. Like, that wasn't necessary.
That's where I kind of feel like, also, I don't really want to hear. I mean, I know we, on our last episode, we talked about farting and periods and innies versus outies and all kinds of things. But like, I don't really need to hear how you're PMSing all the time and blah, blah, blah. But it is what it is. I hope Leah comes around a bit.
My other question is do you think that Giselle moves storyline, or she's too much of a producer and she needs to just let things happen once in a while?
Well, I think that in this setting, at first it was irritating to me because there was no fun at first. Like, I feel like when I watched the other girls' trips, there was fun first, and then you guys started doing that. This was like right from the get-go.
I know. And that's where Giselle drove that. Like, she wouldn't even, like, not everybody was even there yet. And she wanted to get the Jen Shaw stuff out right away. And I'm like, girl, just sit down for a minute. Like, she's always trying to find an angle. And I mean, that's good in a housewife. But when it's too much all the time, I feel like you're trying to produce the show.
At some point, I need to see the other side of Giselle. Like, I want to see Giselle as like an actual mess, or having a breakdown, or have, you know, there's got to be not just.
She's too busy producing the show.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything about her life, hardly ever, because she's so busy driving story. And granted, I get it. We need somebody to do that, but we need a balance too.
But she did make a good point. People don't ask me. And that is true. And I have felt that way on the show when I was filming. Like, you open up conversations, but if people don't actually listen to you and they're already in their head thinking, what am I going to say next?
Yeah.
They don't ask you the right questions. So why would you just give up information about
your
life?
She's too busy. Maybe she's too busy talking about everybody else. Nobody has a chance to ask her.
Yeah. I mean, but she was able to take it when Portia kind of made, like, teased her, like, oh yeah, right, you are the shitster, you're the one, like, oh, I've got your back, and then you're like, hello.
I know. Yeah, but Giselle gets frustrated. The thing that annoyed me is that Giselle getting frustrated because Alexia and Marisol speak in Spanish. Did that bother you or not bother you? And why does Giselle think that, you know, they're talking about her?
I think there was a different way she could have said it. I think if she would have been like, hey guys, this puts us on a different playing field, because if you're talking in Spanish, we don't know who you're talking about. And it's making me feel insecure. Versus, I don't like you saying that. Or I don't like you speaking Spanish. I mean, and clearly they were just talking about what drinks to order. And Alexia telling Marisol she probably shouldn't be having another drink with her stomach ache. Like, they weren't talking shit.
Can we just talk about Marisol's drinking for a minute? I'm asking you, watching this, do you feel like she has a problem, or do you think this is her shtick for the show?
I mean, I think her stomach is clearly telling her she has some sort of problem, whether it's an ulcer or whatever it is. But I truly think that it's just another season of Marisol's personality being about the drinking. Like, that is her, that's her funny, the way that Heather will constantly make tease her about herself not being good at fashion or being on the outskirts or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I think that Marisol does the same thing with the drinking, because I've truly never seen Marisol sloppy but a lot of the times, I mean,
not at all,
but I don't know.
Drink
I don't
a lot,
know.
Then you like, you're seasoned.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to be around her a little bit more. I mean, she
openly admitted she drinks 7 days a week. She doesn't drink water except for the water that's in coffee. And she was literally drinking out of the vodka bottle and complaining her stomach hurt. And I'm like, girl, if your stomach really truly hurt like that, there's no way you could be drinking alcohol.
I know. We have to ask her, you guys. We're going to have her on the pod.
And I really know.
Because
And then I keep thinking, oh, this is just a shtick for her alcohol line coming out.
Yeah. I mean, but also I think it's kind of, when she's not doing that, she's so likable. When she's talking about her mom and her mom being on the show and worried about what people were going to say, like all of that, she's so relatable and funny and has a good heart. But then the other part is like, it's just so much.
I love her.
Whitney says that she thought she wouldn't like Candace since she felt Candace shamed Ashley for being a mother on Potomac. Portia chimes in and says, as a viewer, Candace spoke ignorant things and now is in a place of wanting to be a mom. This conversation didn't go very well, I didn't think.
No, not at all.
There wasn't really any accountability by our girl Candace. And then I don't feel like Portia, I feel like Portia was trying to help out Candace. And then Candace wasn't having it. So she says, well, then you're just mean as then.
Well,
yeah, so I was like, okay. Should we,
how about one thing but before that, Marisol saying that they've been to Alexia, that they've been on the longest, calling themselves the OGs. And I'm like, girl, do you know that New York's been on 14 years, Atlanta's been on 15 years, and Potomac has been on 8 seasons. And you guys literally have been on 2 seasons because you were off for 8. Like, what are you really? You're the OG?
She has a real healthy confidence about her. As we learn, she is a star. This is how she amps herself up. But I am curious. I want to talk to her more if she is on a loop, if she does tell the same stories over and over again. Because now we have heard the same stories, but it's because we're at different. I felt that same way listening to Taylor on Girls Trip, because I'd already heard that, you know, certain stories when she was on Beverly Hills. So I think some of it's unavoidable.
But you know how reality TV is.
Oh yeah, just talk about it,
and then they play it over and over again, and then the people are like, "Why are you so obsessed?" Well, because they told me to talk about it.
Because this is the most interesting thing about me, so they're gonna make me talk about it till I'm dead.
What did you think about Pepsi's first impressions?
Okay, so Whitney, beautiful, smile all the time, very kind. I think that's pretty right on.
Yeah, that's pretty right. Funny, always. Peps, what's that?
That's like pep in her step. Who knows?
Always peps.
Portia, wow. She can blow, ready to blow up the all the time.
Okay.
Portia did get Heather, that. Portia's room was the best.
Yeah, as it should be. She's the queen. Correct. Heather, quiet like a princess. Everything has to be perfect. I don't know if I agree with that one.
Oh, quite. Quite. Not
quite. Oh, quite. Quite. Quiet. I don't know. Quite like a princess. Everything has to be perfect.
But then they show her like messy room with like bags. I know. I'm like, I don't know. Her hair's disheveled. She can't get her shoes on.
I think it's the perfect part that I'm like, what?
Maybe she is a little controlling. Alexia, like a rapid, never stop, never standing. Oh, so she must be like running around, like chicken with her head cut off.
Yeah. Leah, your highness, calm. Oh, calm? But she still have a secret in her.
Marisol, so beautiful. Her dress, you have to say, wow, that's another princess too. And then Candace is the last one.
Oh, superstar. Candace is just... clearly one word, superstar.
Candace even walking into the dinner late and just leaving her shoes when they fell through the cracks.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. And your shoes. I get really mad too, because it's when it's like a brand new pair of shoes and then it leaves that little.
And it ruins them. That happened to me. It's happened to me several times, but the fact that she just left, she's like, screw it. Left her shoes there, cracked me up.
Well, I also didn't really love that they left her that. I need to see when people get left. I want to see the time. I want to be like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Tell us how long.
But the fact that Giselle, right from the beginning, was like, let's go, let's leave her. And then Portia stepped in and she's like, you're going to leave your friend?
But also, what about how they pretended to be besties on the phone? How they're like, candy pants, love you. And I'm like, you two hate each other. And we know this happened before the reunion. So obviously they were trying to like.
So Candace and Giselle had just finished filming the season we just watched, right?
Yes.
The season. There was no, like, it hadn't even aired yet, right?
And so then, they didn't know how bad it was going to be.
Right. And then who else? It was. Had another
the Salt Heather Lake girls. And Whitney, they also Jen Shaw had just pled guilty, I guess, 2 days prior. So they still hadn't gotten through it all. I mean I don't even know when they do their whole pinky thing. Their entire drama is exhausting me at this point. I think because I have a bad taste in my mouth about Salt Lake last season, I was having a hard time with their stuff. But
they're filming right now, right?
Yeah, I think they're filming
right now.
So then we get to episode 2, which this will be easier for us guys as we go on, because we'll just have one episode. We don't have to try to keep our head. You guys, it's hard enough for us to focus on one episode at a time.
One. I know.
Three
two
dropping
is too much.
At one time is like another level.
It's a lot.
Okay. Yeah. So it starts out.
The Elephant in the Room is the name of the episode.
Did you know that that's why elephants have such long trunks? To smell periods.
What?
No, that's Stop. What they said. That's what they said.
I thought it was to eat with. No, who said that? Leah or somebody?
One of them said it on the, not exactly that, but they were like, oh, you know, an elephant Leah. Can smell when you're on your period. Yeah. So
I think that's a shark.
Oh, I feel like both are old
wives' tales. I'm so glad I don't have to worry about elephants smelling my period because I don't have any.
Good thing no elephants are around me today.
Me and Marisol have something in common.
See, that's when Marisol's funny. Just don't stop talking about the drinking so much. We get it. You want to drink, but
how many bedazzled cups have we seen so far?
Too many. And then too many mixers brought in. Too much conversation about the stomach ache. Go to see the doctor at first. It's like when Vicky came in with the stomach ache or the sickness or the COVIDs or whatever it was on hers.
It was the COVIDs.
I don't want to watch it. I just don't edit that person out for the time being. I don't want to hear the complaint. Like, I can't, it's hard for me. Do think that watching this episode, Alexia believes that she's the housewife's Jesus. Like everything,
right?
That's a lot.
I know.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So Candace says that everything happened in season 5 of Potomac. She was not shocked that Portia was on Monique's side. So I didn't watch that, but I'm just putting pieces together.
Yeah.
So Candace thinks Portia clearly has a problem with her still. Is that because that altercation we see flashbacks from where they were, I don't know if they're pulling hair, throwing drinks, whatever, that went was between Candace and Monique, right?
Right. But
and then I'm assuming that Portia is friends with Monique.
Yeah. Portia took Monique's side. And then at one point, I don't think they showed this
on
the episode, but I think Candace then went on like a Twitter rant about Portia. So
Candace. Okay. Okay. So that was.
But also something we need to ask Candace about.
Clear on that.
Because we just had Candace on and we were kind of, you know, asking her questions, we're asking about sex, we're asking about all these things, but then she opened up here that she was in a really rough place with Chris, like one of their biggest fights they'd ever had before going on to Girls Trip, and that like made me feel sad. I'm like, I hope they're okay, like I wonder how they are now. But I mean,
I'm sure they're fine. I mean, we all go through those fights.
Yeah,
and COVID didn't help a lot of relationships out.
And being accused of something, even though you know that it's not true, it just adds a divide.
Yeah.
And then travel.
I mean, that's, yeah. I lived that with the show, with them going after Eddie. It's like, he's like, screw this. I don't want to be on the show. This is ridiculous. They can just tarnish your name. And yeah. And I think that's what he said on the podcast. It's a good cast. Like, I don't have to worry about some of the girls.
Yeah, no, it's true. But they all kind of go through their best and worst moments of being on Housewives, which I love that they keep breaking the fourth wall and it's just completely open. Portia gets emotional about filming with postpartum depression, which I fully related to. I was like, wow. Then she talks about how producer sat her down and told her they would be there for her. Marisol was worried about fan reaction about her mom's face and she got emotional. Candace got emotional. But what I did see when Leah started getting emotional about her thing, you know, you can tell the women aren't loving Leah. So they're immediately like, well, you should have left. If you knew this was happening, you should have left with her grandma.
Well, my question to you, like, I'd never been filming and something happened at home or where I couldn't leave.
Yeah, never.
Like, I'm pretty sure Leah could have left. Nobody made her stay there. She was, you know, her grandmother was passing away.
And so I've never been told that. The only thing I was ever told was one time was the cast trip is during this date. And I said, I have this thing I really want to go to for. And they were like, it wasn't somebody passing away, obviously.
Yeah.
It was like something with my kids. And they said, well, then it would be up to you to pay for the difference of the flight to, you know, like it was just something that like I wasn't obviously going to do.
But it could be, in her defense, she was new. She was newer on the show. So maybe she felt like,
I mean, it was
like
her third season. It was her third season.
Well, okay. Well, then sorry.
I mean, I think
I'm not going to protect you anymore.
I think that, you know, but no matter what, you're going to have guilt after. I mean,
for sure.
I mean, it happens no matter if it's a person or whatever. There's always going to be those moments where you're a day late and you're always going to beat yourself up about it. But Candace went over and comforted her the same way she covered, comforted Jacqueline on Potomac. So you can see like Candace has a good heart.
Good heart. How are your thoughts about rolling around in elephant poop?
I have to be honest. I don't like. I think I would have just embraced the whole situation. Like, when in Thailand, like, may as well go for it. I loved that Portia threw the threw the poop,
and then she act like nothing happened.
But and then act, and then they did a flashback of her doing that before. That was at least fun. Like, that was a fun day. Heather was being strange that day.
Every day. Marisol breaking down about her mom, Mama Elsa's face, and how she had a heart condition and she couldn't get plastic surgery and all that stuff. So she said her face was disfigured from filler. And it had to have been more than filler. It had to have been like silicone, you know, back in the days when they would do like permanent filler. That's worse. You build up scar tissue.
Yeah, I think that that's, I mean, a lot of people are talking about, you know, going the different types of fillers that were used. And some of it doesn't go away. It's like a lot of, who is it? I feel like they've said this on camera, so I'm not breaking any rules, but I think even Taylor was talking about how at one point she got like a permanent filler in her lips and that she couldn't.
She says that.
Yeah. So she says that she can't ever get rid of it because it was like an old school filler that like she would have to have like a.
I'm going to take it way back. Did you ever watch, Lisa Rinna's reality show, Harry Loves Lisa or Lisa Loves Harry or something like that. You didn't watch that? There was an episode where she went in and had the filler, which was, I think, permanent filler, removed from her lips.
Well, I don't know if you can get the permanent filler removed. I think you can get filler removed.
You have to filler. You can. No, this was permanent because I remember it was like a whole thing. They had to go in and cut under here. From what I remember, maybe I'm not remembering it correctly, but I feel like that happened.
Well,
and then she went and pumped him up again.
Pumped him up again. You know, we all do our thing. Then this is where Leah also just opens up about her hesitation about coming on the trip. I think if she had maybe had some other conversations where she doesn't seem so unhappy, then maybe the others would have had more empathy towards her.
Well,
I
think she had a valid point. Yeah, maybe. But I feel like she had a valid point. Like, if you have a really shitty season and you're getting it from all ends and the fans hate you and you don't know what's going on with your show, like, I would probably have hesitation too. Think of it two ways. Like, maybe you can clear your name and be a little bit nicer.
Right, but I don't think she did that.
Exactly. That's the thing.
That's the problem.
Go in, be nice. Kiss some ass.
I guess Leah was only on for two seasons. Sorry, guys. I had that wrong. It was her second season. Other than that, she's talking a lot about micro penises, dating.
Micro penises. What exactly? How big is a micro penis?
I think it's like, I mean, I've seen one before. I think it's like this.
Oh, I saw one before too. In my 20s. I'm like, what the hell do you like that? That's a button.
Does this count as just the tip?
Wait, I know. That is only a tip. And does size matter?
I think it depends. I think it depends on what else they're good at.
Yeah, right.
It also depends if you're having inner or outer O's.
Right.
If you have an outer O, then it's friction. If you're an inner O
person. Do
you have
an inner or outer?
I'm an inner O person.
You're an inner?
Inner O, yeah.
I'm an outer.
Oh. So you're a friction hour. Yeah. So, I mean, I can have both.
I'm a frictioner.
I'm a frictioner.
I mean, I could probably have both, but I'm a.
So you're a quick to have an out.
That's interesting. I find out.
You know, it's just. We just keep on giving the information. Then we get to.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
I know.
I know.
and the sprinter. Candace talks about how her and Chris aren't in a good place. Chris has been a workaholic during COVID, not worked because of an identity crisis. She says him going back to a restaurant has been the worst thing that's happened in their marriage. And they had the biggest fight before the trip. I personally wouldn't want my husband working nights either. That would be really hard. Like, that's a hard...
But that's his industry. And if that's his industry, like, they don't really have a choice. I think not spending a lot of time together, and she was saying like it's been months or something, that's got to be difficult on a relationship.
And but when how you're long, both focusing,
they've been married a long time, haven't they?
They got married on the show.
Oh, I thought they've been married for a long time.
Mm-mm. They got married on the show. Then Heather brings up how Whitney became the breadwinner when Justin lost his job last season. So it became life or death to be a housewife. She thinks
I think life and death is a little strong, don't you think?
You're writing a whole book, Heather. I feel like this is a little bit.
I know.
She's like, Whitney would do anything for a TV moment. But Whitney thinks the fame and opportunity has gone to Heather's head. Maybe they're both slightly right here. The point is, they're both willing, obviously, to do whatever they can.
To
be on the show. I mean,
Heather, more than anybody, she had said earlier, I think maybe in the first episode, that she basically had nothing going on in her life and the show kind of saved her.
Yeah. So, of course, she's going to keep showing up and showing out and doing all that she can.
Yeah.
But then what did you think about... Once they got to the ladyboy names.
Well, I have ladyboy names picked out for us.
Okay, what are we?
Well, I have one for you. I couldn't really think of one for me.
Okay.
Because there is one, but it's not mine. It's not original. It's somebody put it on TikTok. So your name is Anna Anxiety. Because you're always talking about your anxiety. So Anna Anxiety.
I like it. Let's see. What can Tamara's be? Tamara's could be
the one that's on.
Oh, I know.
What?
Gitta Calendar.
Gitta. Okay. Gitta. Gitta and Anna. Gitta
Calendar. Gitta and Anna. But...
Mine, the one from TikTok was Maya Pinion.
Maya. Oh, that's.
But that's TikTok's not original. It was like,
than me.
Hello, my name's TikTok. John on TikTok is the one that did that. So I kind of just stole it from him. But the names, Patti LaBelle. I thought that was great. I think that the fact that she even came up with these names is hilarious.
Shows that,
yeah.
Shanita Mann. Havana Shanita White. Mann.
Crystal Ball.
Snow Right and Snow Wrong.
I didn't really like that one because I felt like Whitney should be Snow Right and Heather should have been Snow Wrong. I don't know why.
Because Heather won't come on the pod. So of course we have to side with Whitney. Just kidding.
I like Whitney better than Heather. Portia's was, she knew what she was doing with us. This was going to cause problems.
Yeah.
She'd take a man.
Let's give a little backstory. Phelan was a friend of, and they met on camera. Portia said she allegedly knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly Flynn cheated and got pregnant, and that's when it ended. Portia heard about the divorce and DM'd Simon Prayers. The rest is history.
The story that Portia told was so different. Like, she said, I sent him a DM and saying, I need to see your divorce papers and all that stuff.
Well, she's saying after he said that's what she said, but then he ended up saying to her, I want to see you when I come to Atlanta. And then she said, before I can see you, I need to see your divorce
right paper. But they're saying that they were dating before he was even divorced.
No, she's saying that it's not like you can get divorced in a week.
No, but so I mean the tabloids, not her.
Yeah.
Or whatever,
so yes, I think allegedly she admitted they were together before he was divorced, but they had already filed for divorce.
Right.
So to me, you're just splitting hairs at that point. If I file for divorce tomorrow,
you can date whoever you want.
Yeah. Like go do whatever you want to do. I think that Candace obviously wanted the moment to bring it up and bring attention to it.
Well, the fact
that I don't think Portia cared.
No, she didn't care. I feel like the fact that Simon's ex-wife was pregnant with another man's baby says it all right there. Like, they are clearly not
And were
together.
They making jokes, or did she get pregnant with the pool? Was that for real? That the
I don't know. I didn't know
if that was
story.
Shade or if that was real. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
With the, yeah.
But yeah, I thought that then there was Candace, you know, goes missing. Well, no, first Leah interrupts, saying Leah interrupts Alexia's story about Herman, which we have heard a bunch of times. It is a very interesting story.
It is. I mean, not a story I want to live.
No, not a story. Yeah, but then she is. But then she's just going on and on and on about how boring it is. And
oh, Leah, you're talking about Leah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was, it was too much. Like, it's just be quiet. I think she was just doing it to be a dick.
Yeah. And then, but then she kind of goes in on Marisol a little bit, because Marisol's like, well, it is kind of rude to say that. Yeah. And she's saying, I don't even understand. You know, she's like, whatever, your stomach hurts. You're blaming me.
Yeah,
you drink vodka every morning. Like, I don't know that you should really be throwing those types of stones. Not
I think
really.
Marisol said, are you kidding me? You just said that, Leah. You're in a bad mood because your stomach hurts. Don't take it out on me. It's not my fault that you're drinking vodka every single morning.
Yeah. Like.
So, yeah. So Candace performs with the Ladyboys. She's international now.
You know what? She is international now, but their comments about Candace's outfits killed me. Between the white fluffy thing that they all said looked like the loofah.
Loofah. Oh, my God.
And then when she came in, when Candace had the big hat on, and Portia said she looked like a thumb with a tint on it.
How did she pack that hat?
What about how then Marisol said she owned it as well?
Well, by the way, I was on the Revolve website.
I've seen it. I know.
And it's like $300 for that giant hat.
Well, I got one not as giant as that, but after all my skin stuff. And I tried to wear it one day, and it's always in your face the whole time. I'm like, it would make me insane.
She probably will never wear it again. It was just a statement. I didn't hate her outfit because she was performing, and I thought like she could pull it off. I don't know what I would look like in that. I'd look ridiculous.
Well, what about, I mean, Heather gave a little bit of shade to Candace. I think it was Heather when she goes, gosh, if that were me and my lip syncing, or I'm paraphrasing y'all, but lip syncing tape went off track. She just handled it like a professional. She's like, I would have ran off stage like Ashley Simpson and crawled up in a ball. And I was like, oh my God.
Heather does have some good confessional comebacks. Yeah. And I keep thinking, is she fed these? Does she think about them and write them down? Is she that quick-witted?
I think she's quick-witted because I think she's quick-witted. I think where she struggles is she won't ever take ownership for who she is. And that's just being a shady asshole. That's And so if you're always trying to play both sides, but you're not, you're really just the way that you are, then it's going to come off.
Well, I do notice when Heather is, maybe it's in the name, but when Heather is presented with something she's not prepared for, she gets really mad.
Well, I think,
they said she didn't take her name off the roster. And then all of a sudden it's like, why do you get mad about that? Just say like, it's such a process. I haven't done it yet.
Why did they even do that whole BS kissing each other's fingers? We're not going to talk about it. They knew good and well, they had so much residual anger. They were not going to let that go. And the second that Leah was the one that threw Whitney under the bus and said, oh, well, that's not what happened last night when you were drunk. You said that Heather did that. Like she's in there stirring it herself.
She is for sure.
She's doing it.
Did you happen to watch What Happens Live? I didn't get it. I only saw a few clips, but there was a clip where they said Giselle got the phone number of Jen Shaw and called her to ask her something.
Well,
and then she said, well, obviously, Heather gave me the wrong phone number because Jen Shaw has 5 phones. And then Andy goes, whoa? Like, huh? And I'm like,
Well, that would make sense. You need a lot of phones to,
I can barely handle one.
I have two because one, it's my daughter Slate's and it's really like my old phone number, but she always texts me like random things. She'll be like, Mom, so you got this text and it's someone from like 20 bajillion years ago. Yeah. I'm like, oh God.
I had that with Sophia years ago. Candace performs her drive back and she, I mean, you can say what you want to say about that outfit, but I thought it was cute.
I think that she is doing the best at promoting her song. It stuck in my head. I think she did a good job.
So if you were going to be on the girls trip, so when you're on the girls trip, they reach out to you and say, what do you want to host?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Now I got asked to be on very last minute. So I didn't, they asked me last minute. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need to host anything. I'm barely trying to figure out my outfits right now. What would you host? Would you host?
I would host a challenge. Like, you know, like Wipeout. Have you ever seen that show?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Where everybody goes like the second that you arrive, instead of you getting to pick rooms, there's going to be some sort of like ridiculous, but not like, it's not about who's the fittest, but it's like, who's the most game. Yeah. Because what I've always said this, if you're going to be on Housewives and you're not game to try and do about anything, you're probably not my person.
Right.
So I feel like I could get a lot out of the way right there, seeing how much fight you have in you to get through whatever the challenge is.
I'm for some reason not great at games. Like I freeze, and I'm going to be on a game show next month. And I'm a little bit concerned because I just feel like sometimes I freeze.
I don't know how
you like overthink it. I think if it's a physical one, it'd probably be a lot easier for me.
Oh, but yeah. I think it could be a physical one. The one I would do would be like a slip and slide. That you don't have to be like running. It's not about who's the
I
most
might
fit.
Have done a slip and slide in the past 6 months.
Oh, I love a slip and slide.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we get to more about the Marisol and Leah of it all. Marisol's text to Leah. So I support your sobriety and I could never do what you do because I don't have your willpower and I marvel at what you have done. But on that note, I wish you were still drinking. That's all.
Well, why? When, and my question is, when did she text her this? Was this after it came up in the first episode? Was this
before they went out? Before they came out on the show. I think this was, it was a DM or text or whatever.
But why do these ladies want Leah to drink so bad? Because they know that she goes crazy and they want a good season?
Yeah, I think they probably, you know how it is. Whenever people want to not have to be a part of the drama, they're like, I hope somebody else causes a shit show. If she would have gotten a tiki torch and.
Yeah, gone crazy. I could imagine, sitting around a diabetic and going, just eat the sugar. I just want to see what happens when you eat the sugar. So mean.
I know. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today, only on DoorDash, and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Okay, so we've got a lot of the Heather and Whitney stuff, which I feel like they're passive aggressively fighting over who's the better ex-Mormon. Then Leah tells Heather she can't trust Whitney. Heather's the person who told everybody. Then it kind of feels like Whitney and Heather are both freshmen fighting to be mentored by the senior class.
That's for sure, right?
Like,
that's a very good way of summing it up.
Like, my question for you is, if you had the picture of the black eye after they all were talking about the black eye,
right,
would you have shown it? Because
yes.
Heather almost lost her shit when Whitney showed,
and because she doesn't want anybody to talk about it. That's what I'm saying. When she is presented with something that she knows she's in the wrong or she's going to look bad, she freaks out. I mean, the picture of the black eye, was it not at that point all over social media?
Well, it hadn't aired yet.
Okay. So it hadn't aired yet.
But also, like, it's going to air. But what I don't like is then once she starts coming for Whitney, then she goes like, below the, like, this is supposedly her cousin, but then she like talks down to her, yeah, and belittles her to the point of like, you're like, she's not your child.
Right. And the thing is, it's like, I really wish, because Whitney's so sweet, I wish that she could stand up for herself a little bit better, because like you said, Heather's very, she belittles her. So yeah, it's like, just stand up for yourself a little bit better and she'll stop doing that.
And then she was looking to the other women and she's like, well, should I show the pic or not show the pic? I think she wants to do the right thing for everybody involved, but she also wants to make a good show. But then this is where I like Marisol again.
Here's the black eye.
But Marisol did give good advice. She said, listen, if you're actually wanting to repair your relationship with Heather and she's telling you not to show it, don't show it. So I do think Marisol is of sound body and mind when she does those types of things. You don't give that kind of...
I guess, but Marisol would show it in a heartbeat.
For sure, Marisol. You know what I mean?
So it's not about trying to repair anything. It's going to be public knowledge soon. So why are you so worried about it? Now, on Watch What Happens Live, Portia brought up the fact that she thinks that absolutely Jen Shaw punched her in the face. And then, or I think it was Giselle that said that. And then Portia agreed. And then Andy said, I do too. And she goes, you can actually see where the knuckles hit her eye.
But do you think the punch was like a malicious punch or like roughhousing around?
That I don't know. I have no idea.
It could be an elbow. It could be anything. But speaking of physical things, who was it? Giselle says only criminals punch people. Yet she was Team Monique when she went after Candace.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Well, hypocritical thing to say. Also her explanation of why Heather is not coming forward is because it would add years to her sentence, which I thought that is such bullshit.
Does federal court care?
They don't care who she punched. They're worried about this federal case. They're not. So I'm like, really? You really believe that? I don't think so. I might be wrong, but I don't think so.
I think it truthfully, if Heather didn't want anybody to know, she would have kept her sunglasses on that entire trip and figured out a way to cover up that black eye. Or come forward and said, oh my gosh, I was drunk last night and I hit my face on the thing, and given a true story from the beginning.
I'm just turned off by her not admitting what happened and then saying she knows, but she's not going to tell. I'm just turned off. Like, you know what? If that's how you're going to be, go. Get out of here. You shouldn't be on the show then.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a lot. I want to, now that we're three episodes in, we've seen them all start to fight. We've kind of heard everything they've ever said already. Mm-hmm. Now I want to get to new stuff. Like, I want them to start to like build relationships in here.
Right.
Right now you can feel like the divide of the two, groups or whatever, but there hasn't been much like bonding. The elephant day was the best day.
I want to see some fun now.
I want to see some fun.
I want to see them dancing, having fun, doing whatever. I don't care. Just more fun. I'm sick of the fighting already.
Over each other the whole time. Yeah. The fan thoughts are Heather and Whitney are out of their depth.
Yeah. Like you said earlier, they're like freshmen trying to hang out with the seniors, right? Like,
and completely showing it. Like it's, yeah. The oldest person agrees with me. They love the Portia and Giselle combo. That they're my favorite combo so far.
You think so? A lot of people are saying that. I'm trying to,
because I feel like you have issues with Giselle, but like
I don't. It's not an issue with Giselle. I like Giselle. I think she's great TV. I just get annoyed because I feel like she's always producing, and it's like just give it a rest for a little bit. Let things happen. I'm personally somebody on my show that moves storyline. Yeah. But you have to know, like, you can't be doing it all the time. Like, you know, somebody walks in, so what do you think about what happened in Vegas, Teddy? Like, you know, it's like, just calm your tits for a minute.
Yeah. Let it
ease into it. I mean, people weren't even arriving. No, only half the cast was there and she's already. So tell me right now what happened.
Yeah. And then the next one is Leah needs to go home.
I don't think she needs to get home, but I do hear she's off for the rest of the season, right?
We heard that something happened after allegedly she got in trouble for throwing the elephant poop, but then we found out it wasn't actually her.
No.
And they were all throwing
and trolloping through the elephant poop. So that's not it.
Is this sickness going to be that she's on her period?
I don't know. I don't want to hear about anybody's period.
But I can't film because
I'm going to assume that she got a bug because, you know, going to a foreign country, that can happen. I think that's probably what happened with Marisol as well.
Who do we think the drug thing's going to come up to? Because I feel like they've been hinting around.
Drug? What are you talking about?
Remember in the trailer, they say something about like the drug, like there's some kind of drug something. Oh, and then I heard Marisol say, I feel like when we're talking to Leah, her eyes aren't there. Like, I feel like whatever this accusation is going to be is going to be intense.
No. Oh, geez. Pepsi's the real star of the show, and I'm not going to disagree with that. I think he is amazing. Amazing. Yep. And I'm like, where did they find him? Is he an actor? Because I'll tell you, the guy that was our Marco, our house guy, he's an actor.
Well, I can say this much. That's a lot to manage, Pepsi, having to manage all those women. And that house seems ginormous. And he's doing it effortlessly. And he's attending all the events.
I know.
Pepsi's in the back of the truck.
I wish. Does it make you want to go to Thailand? Have you ever been?
I do want to go to Thailand, but I do want to. I just want to do a little PSA for everybody. People are consistently with the fan going like this.
It's got to be 100,000 degrees.
I read that when you do that, when you fan yourself like that, you actually expel more heat into your body and you are hotter than if you just let yourself sit. So I don't know if they're trying to keep their makeup dry or whatever, but they're making themselves hotter.
Have you ever filmed, I'm just assuming, I don't know, but have you ever filmed in a place that is so humid that you're miserable as you're filming?
No, but I grew up in a place like that. Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, can be so humid. And they have these, I don't even know if you know what they're called. They're no-see-ums, which they're like little mosquitoes, but you can't see them. So we call them no-see-ums. But like it's hot. There's frogs.
That's their lady boy name?
No, but you, I mean, we would walk outside. I remember moving to California and being like, what? People wear jackets at night when it's hot during the day? I didn't know it got cold at night.
Oh,
because
wow.
In South Carolina, it's like when it's hot, it's 100 degrees and humid until.
That's a joy of living in California. Eddie's always telling me that all the time. So I'm like, let's move to Montana. Let's move, like, you know, not now, but eventually. And he's like, you don't know how well you have it until you move somewhere else. You got to deal with bugs and humidity and all those things. Well, but we filmed in Bali.
Oh, I love Bali.
Oh, I will never go back. We just had a bad experience. It was so humid. There was,
were you guys in the forest?
I think so.
That's why.
There was like moss growing everywhere. Everything had mold on it. It's like, it was disgusting. And you walk out from your hotel room and you would just, this makeup would just sweat right off you. I'm like, that was fun.
Well, all I know in closing of these three episodes is no more black eyes. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to see it anymore. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
And I don't want
Heather
to talk
and Whitney,
Jen
you guys
Schalter.
Have to find something new to talk about. And then Alexia and Marisol. Let's change it up.
Change
you
it
two
up.
Are like, I want to see other people connect.
Wait, what day of the week do they air? I forgot. Was it Wednesday?
I don't know. I thought because there was that trailer for Jersey, not that trailer, that clip of Danielle running away again, which some like Jay on Twitter or someone posted that, that Jersey, it's another clip of Danielle running away from controversy.
Oh, Danielle, we're going
like,
to have
quit
to give
leaving.
Shit about that. Don't
quit
leave.
Leaving.
You can only do that one time a season. Like
and
I
you
did
already
in, like
did
I did
it.
In Bali. You'll never see me again.
Oh gosh. Well,
all right.
We just got this text. Oh yeah, this one. Juan Dixon in a nail salon in Ellicott City with the woman he worked with at CSU. He has since been fired, so they are no longer co-workers. He was getting his nails done. She wasn't. Oh no. Do we think they're already broken up?
Wait. I just got it. This just in. Pump is for sale.
Available for lease. So that means...
I don't know if the restaurant's for sale or just the building.
I would assume that...
It says iconic second generation restaurant available. So it's the restaurant.
Let's go.
Do you want to buy it?
What would we
Do you
name
want to buy it?
It,
Teddy? Let's buy it. Let's go into business together.
Because we're too cheap to actually get full new letters, so we just need to add letters to each side. Pump up the jam.
Pump it up.
Pump tees.
It could be
pump tees.
Pump it up. It could be like
tea pumps.
A fitness. Pump tees.
Oh my gosh! All right, so we will be back later this week. We've got, you know, more girls trips coming out. We've got Jersey.
I know. And I am still sitting on the end of my chair hoping that the Orange County trailer is going to come out any minute. I'm hoping.
Here's hoping.
Stop asking me, guys, because I don't know.
Well, I feel like it's got to come soon. It'd be impossible for it not to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Make sure to go on, subscribe, like. Give us all the stars. Do all the things.
Stop telling me I'm slurring my words in my last episode.
You know
I get
what?
It.
We all make mistakes. Bye.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.